The Bipartisan Index is out. I know you're excited about this. It's actually something we look forward to each year, and it comes out from the Lugar Center, which was started by former Senator Richard Lugar and the McCourt School of Public Policy at Georgetown University. They've released the new Bipartisan Index rankings of members of Congress, talking about how well they work across the aisle and on issues that are of concern to Americans. And somehow you have to meet in the middle to get these things done. The Lugar Center, at the Lugar Center, is where the Twitter handle is. Senator Richard Lugar joining us here. Senator Lugar, welcome back. Thank you for being here today.
Well, thank you very much. Great to be with you.
So what, in general, can you tell us about the Bipartisan Index for the Congress that just concluded?
The Bipartisan Index, surprisingly, showed more bipartisanship than the year before. As a matter of fact, a very substantial increase compared to the 13 years that we have gauged the Bipartisan Index. The Bipartisan Index is based upon the fact that members of Congress can co-sponsor legislation of someone on the other side of the aisle. And the numbers of times that members do this, at least are the points that are scored. This was a Congress, and with surprisingly, a large number of Republicans scored higher than they had in the previous two Congresses that we had gone into in great detail. And Democrats were less inclined to do this, but nevertheless, as a whole, Congress was slightly less bipartisan.
And I wonder how much you think, have given your experience, long experience in the Senate, whether or not this was a function of having two houses both from the same party.
It is possibly that, but at the same time, it appears that there are at least reasons why members of the Senate, for example, have been more inclined to co-sponsor legislation offered by their colleagues. It may very well be that they have at least worked out arrangements in which they are able to satisfy constituents back in the home states, and they are able to do this while at the same time showing loyalty to the president or to the leadership of the party.
Again, Senator Richard Lugar with us. By the way, for those who wonder, the top of the list in the House was Representative Eliana Ross-Layton, Republican from Florida, who's retired now. She had the highest score. Representative Brian Fitzpatrick, a Republican from Pennsylvania, was the second highest. The highest in the Senate was Senator Susan Collins of Maine, which that's the third time in a row for her at the top of the list, I guess.
That's right. Third time in a row for Susan.
Okay.
She's been way out ahead. Rob Portman, number two, however, has such strong records throughout this exercise of the Lugar Center.
Senator Lugar, one of the things people are going to want to know, obviously, we're looking at 2020, and we have several candidates who are running for president who are in the Senate, and I wonder how well they rank.
Well, surprisingly, they are really all over the place in terms of their rankings. That's not surprising, I suppose, given the number of them. There is no particular trend in that respect. It simply is sort of an individual situation.
I was looking at the numbers. Senator Bernie Sanders is the lowest bipartisan index score in the Senate. He's number 100. It's the second consecutive Congress. It's not because he's running for president. I guess he just has his own way of doing things.
That appears to be the case. Long before he got back into the presidential thing again, Bernie was still there at number 100 out of 100.
Is there any way to really determine if there are issues that bring more bipartisanship? I know with your history of working as the chair at one time of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, and even as a ranking member when Senator Kerry, before he was Secretary Kerry, was part of this. I mean, that always seemed to be a relatively bipartisan committee just because national security was at stake. Are there areas where there's more bipartisanship than others?
I've not noted them, and I appreciate your mentioning the Foreign Relations Committee, because an attempt was made, certainly, when I was chair, or Senator Kerry was the chair, or Senator Biden. We really often talked about the fact that America's face to the rest of the world ought to be 21-0 coming out of our committee, not 11 to 10. In other words, we ought to work very hard on those issues in which America is at stake with the rest of the world, with the parent. That may not be the same sense of patriotism or worry about international standing in other committees.
And to that point, I mentioned a moment ago and heard a little bit of audio from Senator Lamar Alexander, who is retiring at the end of his term in 2020. And I wonder about the newest generation, those who were making their way to the Senate. The House is always different from the Senate, but I just wonder if culturally we are seeing a slow evolution toward more partisanship in the United States Senate, at least in your opinion.
No, I think that the figures we've compiled show that there was less partisanship in the last Congress, which would, of course, include the newcomers. And that has been the trend, really, for the last three Congresses. Now, we've gone back over 13 Congresses simply to get a historical base for this. But I don't want to overemphasize this, but there certainly has been slight movement in each of the last three Congresses, and the one just completed somewhat more than that.
And final question, without necessarily making this about President Donald Trump, because he is currently in the White House, but how much does a president influence the bipartisan or partisan nature of the House and Senate, in your opinion?
Well, the nature of how the president operates can make a big difference. I would guess that many commentators would point out that the president is very harsh about individual members of the Congress who seem to contradict or defy him, and goes out of his way to do this. Other presidents may have been critical of certain members or of small groups of committee members, what have you, perhaps not so dramatically. By and large, it appears to me that historically, presidents who have been successful have been trying to line up votes in behalf of their legislative record, as opposed to punishing people with Twitter or with various other tweets of that sort. And I think that probably is the more successful way to proceed in this respect.
Senator Lugar, I appreciate you spending time with us on POTUS today. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Former Senator Richard Lugar, founder of the Lugar Center. The Bipartisan Index is out. The Lugar Center, Georgetown University's McCourt School, unveiling the 2018 Bipartisan Index rankings for members of Congress. He is tweeting at the Lugar Center.